Welcome to a special Friday edition of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the weekly update where we examine the latest headlines from all across the world to keep you informed about issues that affect your faith. Stay aware, stay informed. It's the special Friday edition of Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakhtar.
And hello, and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy, as always, to have you with us in this very special broadcast, since it is Friday, May 31st of the year of our Lord, 2024. With me today, as usual, our wonderful friends, Brother Paul from New York. Hello, Brother Paul. And how are you?
Pretty good. Beautiful day out today.
Amen. And with me here in my very humble studio, Sister Christy. Hello, Christy. And how are you?
Oh, Usama, I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. I hope you're doing well too, you and Paul.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Well, Brother Paul, there is so much is happening around the world, and I would like to go ahead and start with Muslims' action here in the USA.
Well, Dr. Stephen Stalinsky wrote for the Middle East Media Research Institute about Memorial Day's desecration of war memorials and graveyards. He writes that one desecration occurred at the Los Angeles National Cemetery, the resting place of 90,000 veterans of World War I, World War II, and the Vietnam War. The cemetery walls were vandalized and defaced with Free Gaza spray painted on the entrance in January. Stalinsky also noted that the World War I 107th Infantry Memorial in New York Central Park, honoring a regiment that saw action in conflicts from the Civil War through World War II, was vandalized by protesters on May 6th during a day of rage that coincided with the Holocaust Remembrance Day. The protesters draped the memorial in Palestinian flags, sprayed graffiti reading Gaza and Free Palestine, plastered it with anti-Israeli stickers, and burned an American flag on the plaza. The statue was also tagged with a red triangle, a symbol used by Hamas to indicate a target. There are more, which I can't share due to the vulgarities written by Hamas lovers.
Well, Brother Paul, here is a problem that we have not realized it yet in this country. The severity and the hatred which these Hamas and Hamas lovers have against America, against the men and women who died to bring us the freedom which we have today. If it was not for these soldiers who died in all these wars, we will not be able to enjoy the freedom we have in any way, shape, or form. But what do you say? This is just sick movement with sick hatred heart against everything we stand up for here in America. And I don't know when we're going to wake up.
Well, all I can tell you, Usama, is that this is so cruel. And the Muslims have been known for doing this. They go in to desecrate the sacred place where loved ones, there are families that are remembering their loved ones by going to visit these sites. This is cruel, but it just shows you the heart of Islam.
That's exactly what Muslims do in the Middle East, in Jewish graveyard, Christian graveyard, and now they're doing to our military memorial. This is beyond sick. What would you say, Paul, about these actions?
Well, the insanity of all these actions being permitted when it's against federal law to support terrorism, and Hamas has been labeled a terrorist entity since Clinton's day, it's mind-numbing. In my opinion, each and every college professor, every student, and whoever else was there should be charged with supporting terrorism. Do your job, FBI.
Brother Paul, the FBI will not do anything to upset the Muslims. They are here, actually, to accommodate the Muslims, as we will see as we continue in our program for today. Well, Brother Paul, let's move on to the second story here at USA.
There are reports that O'Biden's $312 million floating pier made to drop off humanitarian aid in Gaza now seems to have broken into pieces, with some of them going underwater. 3 days after finishing the pier, there was what the Navy calls heavy seas, which led to some Navy vessels having to beach on the shore.
I don't understand how can that O'Biden spend $312 million just to build a floating pier to help the Palestinians? And what help are we doing? I mean, if none of the Muslim world would like to help them, why are we really sticking our necks out to them to help them? Do you think by helping them that way that they're going to love us? They're not going to continue to shout death to America and death to Israel? As a matter of fact, I believe the result of this will be the opposite of what we think. The more we help those people, the more they hate us, the more they think that we owe to them.
And here is my question to Mr. O'Biden. Where are the 32 American hostages in all that aid you're giving to the Palestinians? Why would it not have our hostages back?
You know, Usama, there's a saying that when you do something and reward it, that behavior is repeated. This is a mistake we've made with the Muslim world over and over again. They think we're paying jizya to them. They think that we are giving them help because Allah is the victor and making us do it. They never think that we're trying to be kind or loving. No, they think that Allah is compelling us. Am I right?
Yes, ma'am. And you know what? I got a text message just a few days ago from a friend of mine, which is amazing. It says, terrorists learn harsh lesson that if you rape and murder women, the United Nations will give you your own country and $1 billion. That is exactly what these Palestinians think. Well, Brother Paul, let's move on to the next story here at USA.
Jihad Watch reports that on May 22nd, top Department of Justice officials, possibly Merrick and the FBI Director Christopher Wray, met with Arab American Institute boss James Zoghbi and MPAC founder Salam al-Mariati. Both men had been accused of supporting terrorism, including Hamas, in accusations going back for decades. Zoghbi, an American-born Lebanese Arab activist, has described Hezbollah, which was responsible for the murder of hundreds of Americans, as the Lebanese armed resistance. Hezbollah's crimes include the torture and murder of Colonel William R. Higgins, the Hezbollah terrorist hijacking of TW Flight 847, and the bombing of Marine barracks in Lebanon in 1983. But rather than expelling or arresting terrorist supporters, the FBI is now meeting with them. Salam al-Mariati has defended Hamas, blamed Israel for 9/11, MPAC, the organization he co-founded, has issued policy papers calling for the removal of Hamas and Hezbollah from the list of terror groups. Attorney General Garland and DOJ leadership should be fighting Islamic terrorism. Instead, they are meeting with groups like MPAC that have a history of defending Islamic terrorism.
And that is exactly what I was talking about a little bit earlier, Brother Paul. We are bound down to the Muslims. They think they have a point to make. And the point is, you have to acknowledge us. Remove us from this terrorist group list. Why? Because we want to be in the White House. We want to be everywhere we can be. And guess what? When we give them that privilege to have a meeting with and talk with, we actually legitimize them.
Who knows? Maybe in the future, we'll be calling them freedom fighters. And what else we're going to be doing, I have no idea.
We're doing exactly the opposite of what we're supposed to be doing. We're supposed to capture these people, arrest them, and throw them out of this country.
Yeah, if I understand right, your article was saying that what had happened was they were trying to get it legal to donate money to Hezbollah and these terrorist groups because, you know, they're freedom fighters or some kind of baloney like that. Is that what this meeting started about? I can't believe the FBI or any of them would entertain this kind of ridiculous notion. They're terrorist groups. I'm sorry, if they don't know it, we know it.
Well, Brother Paul, let's move on to the next story.
Militant Islamic Monitor has been watching Republican congressional candidate for Arizona, Zudi Jasser, who never uses his first name, which is Muhammad. The mosque in which he worships is the CARE Affiliated Islamic Center of Northeast Valley in Phoenix, also known as ICNEV. Muhammad Zudi Jasser also avoids mentioning the fact that he wrote a whitewashed version of the Quran. Note that his reform movement is labeled Muslim Reform Movement, not Reformed Islam, as he knows Islam cannot be reformed.
I remember Zudi Jasser is the man who invented the word Islamist. And he actually became famous to speak about moderate Muslims. And he is a leader of reforming the Muslims. As you said, you cannot reform Islam. And sadly, many of the people of the West, including some Christian people who are actually speaking against the radical and the extreme Muslims, are falling into of that. Here's the bottom line, Brother Paul. Muslims who claim to be moderate in America, they're not moderate because there is no moderate Islam. And the reasons they're claiming to be moderate Muslim in America, that they may take this country from the offices of America. You will see them running as Republican and as Democrat. He is running as a Republican. And I hope and I pray that Mr. Mohammed Jasser will not win, because we got enough rhinos in the Republican Party, and we don't want to have Muslims as well. Because if he won that Congress seat in Arizona, it means Muslims will be taking this country from both sides of the aisle, the Republican and the Democrat.
You know, Usama, the first time we were talking about Zuhdi Yasser, this is our concern. You know, he didn't want to use the name Muhammad, but yet he's all involved in reforming Muslims. But that was a joke from the very beginning. It was a deception from the very beginning. I pray that God exposes this deception, because like Usama, you said, it's going to happen more in the Democrat Party. We're going to see Muslims running, and now they're feeling so good. Let's get the moderate ones into the Republican Party. Like you said, no moderate Muslims.
Have you always wanted to read exactly what the Quran teaches, but didn't know which translation you could trust? Most English versions of the Quran have glossed over many of the troubling passages and sugar-coated the violent and immoral teachings written within Islam's holiest book. After years of careful translation, with assistance from scholars around the globe, the Straight Way of Grace Ministry is pleased to offer the single most accurate modern English version of the Quran ever produced. This study Quran is packed with valuable resources such as detailed study notes for the reader, comments and references regarding the many errors and contradictions in the Quran, careful comparisons with biblical accounts borrowed and corrupted by Muhammad, information regarding the original sources that Muhammad adopted, highlights of non-Arabic words and idioms within the text of the Quran, a detailed table of biblical prophecies about Jesus, and a clear presentation of the evidence for the Bible with a powerful gospel invitation. This modern English translation will equip you with the knowledge you need to reach those lost in the darkness of Islam. Visit us online at www.thestraightway.org to order your copy today. Case discounts are also available. The Straight Way of Grace Ministry travels all across the United States to speak to churches and organizations with captivating and media-rich presentations on a wide variety of topics. Please contact us at 941-223-1703. And now, back to our show.
Brother Paul, let's move on to the next story, which comes to us from Canada.
According to the Times of Israel, Canada announced this past Monday that it will grant temporary visas to 5,000 Gaza residents under a special program for relatives of Canadians living in the war-torn Palestinian enclave, a preparatory move in case they are able to leave in the future. That is an increase from the 1,000 temporary residents visa allotted under a special program that was announced in December, which we reported on. The Canadian Immigration Ministry said while moving out of Gaza is not currently possible, the situation may change at any time. With this cap increase, we will be ready to help more people as the situation evolves. That was according to the Canadian Immigration Minister, Mark Miller.
I mean, think with me, Canada would like to help the Palestinian people and hurt who? They will hurt the Canadians. Or worse than that, the Americans, as these Muslims will be crossing the northern border between us and Canada. After all, we do not have a border between us and Canada. What is so amazing that here the Canadians and the Americans would love to help the Palestinians, when in reality, there is not one Muslim country in planet Earth would like to help them. Why? Because they know them and we do not know them. And they will continue to help the poor Palestinians. After all, nobody else will help them. So why not we help them? When in reality, we're digging graves for our future of this land, America, Canada, or whoever else of the European countries who reach out to help those people who will never be helped, because they are a problem for themselves and for those who surround them. Anything else you want to add, Christy?
You know, Usama, I think there's a problem right at the heart of all of this. When we were bringing immigrants from Muslim countries to the United States of America, many church denominations opened their doors and said, oh, yes, we want to help. And they were given like anywhere from $1,000 to $5,000 for each immigrant they helped settle in a new community in the United States. They had one stipulation. You may not preach the gospel to these people. America, wake up. You bring people here and they're put in a position where the gospel can't be preached to them when they come. There is no way to change the heart of a Muslim unless they get set free from Islam and find Jesus Christ.
Well, Brother Paul, let's move on to Ireland, where we have our next story.
The formal recognition of the Palestinian state by Ireland, along with Spain and Norway, culminates months of diplomatic efforts by Irish officials. Dr. Jilan Wahaba Abdelmajid, the ambassador of Palestine, which Osama rightly says
Gaza and the West Bank,
said it was a very special day when Irish Premier Simon Harris announced Ireland recognizes the state of Palestine. They will be flying the flag of Palestine over their parliament.
Well, you know what's amazing, Paul? If you ask the Palestinians, is Gaza and West Bank is what you call Palestine? They'll tell you no. We're talking about the entire land between the river, that's the Jordan River, and the Mediterranean Sea. If that is what Dr. Jilani Wahba Abdelmajid believed, because if that is his case, well, good luck to have the state of Palestine ever to come to existence. Because we know biblically is not accurate, chronically is not accurate, historically is not accurate. There is no such a thing as the state of Palestine. They are not Palestinians. And they're not Arabs. None of the Arabs acknowledge the Muslims of Gaza and West Bank to be Arabs. And we know for a fact they're not Palestinians. For the original Palestinians were completely annihilated, literally around 500 years before Christ.
You know, again, here's the problem. You do something to put yourself on the map as some loving, caring country. Wow, we're going to recognize these people. It's reaching out with the wrong message, because that's what is done instead of teaching these people the truth, instead of speaking out about the problem of the Muslim and the invasion that they're doing on Israel. This is their response. Oh, well, we'll show how much we care, how much we understand, how much we love them. It's happening all over the world. People are foolish because they think kissing a snake and hugging it is going to make it like you.
Let's move on, Brother Paul, to the country of Austria.
Well, six Austrian law enforcement officers were injured by seven migrants, likely Muslims, after they responded to a call from an Afghan Muslim requesting assistance because the Syrians were attempting to harm him and take his phone. An 18-year-old injured a policewoman. The 23-year-old Syrians kicked two officers, injuring them. And a 35-year-old Syrian migrant injured three other officers.
Can't you see the love of Muslims? How great it is to see Syrian Muslims, who are, by the way, immigrants, trying to harm Afghani Muslims. And when the police get involved in the country of Austria, the police get harmed. I think this is just a beautiful circle of love. Let's move on, Brother Paul, to the next story, which comes to us from the country of Turkey.
Former University of Southern Florida Professor Sami Al-Aryan, the man who was convicted of assisting the Palestinian Islamic Jihad while really running it, was deported to Turkey as part of a plea agreement. He just served on a panel with senior Hamas members at a conference titled The Flood of Fire. The conference logo featured two paragliders as a reference to Hamas's attack on Israel on October 7th, when they raped and killed 1,200 and kidnapped about 245 Israelis, Americans, British, and other citizens. Sami Al-Aryan posed with President George W. Bush in 2000.
And it is so sick. When I saw Dr. Sami Al-Aryan with Mr. George W. Bush, I said, what happened to that man? And he was convicted. Sami Al-Aryan should be serving time in prison. No, let's just send him to the country of Turkey. Well, guess what he's doing in Turkey? He's doing a conference. And what's the name of the conference? The Love and the Peace of Islam. No, the Flood of Fire. We are not punishing these criminals by sending them to some Muslim country in whatever agreement we make with these Muslim countries. These people, when they are found guilty, they should be locked up for good. We make them heroes. Now, he's going to be another famous hero, maybe like Osama bin Laden.
Christy?
Yeah, you know, this is something that we have been so foolish about. Sending them where they can be able to activate more Muslim jihadist terrorists, whatever.
Let's move on, Brother Paul, to our last story that comes from the country of Sweden.
Samnet reports that three Muslim men were arrested after torturing a 47-year-old Swedish man this past Sunday. The Swedish man had no idea why they picked him. Police learned that one of his childhood friends had incurred some debt and had likely used his name when he accepted the debt. And these men were enforcers trying to collect the debt. The arrested men are Muslim, Muhammad and Uthman Khalifa, who were both born in Syria, and according to population register, are 19 and 16 years old, respectively. The 17-year-old, Bledian Blumjaku, was born in Sweden to immigrants from the former Yugoslavia. All three are previously known to the police and convicted of repeated crimes. Muhammad became a Swedish citizen in 2020, and Khalifa received his citizenship in 2015. Now the trio is charged with, among other things, extremely serious assault, aggravated robbery, illegal trespass, and all three deny doing anything wrong.
Of course they did not do anything wrong, because you were just living with the Sharia. You stole money from me 20, 30, 50 years ago. I'm going to get it out of you. And if I could not get it out of you, I'm going to get it out of your children. Somebody else have to pay for your mistake. Obviously, it was not actually even him. But what do we learn from that, Brother Paul? These things, the 5,000 and the 10,000 and the 2,000 and the 3,000 Palestinians, which will be bringing all over our country, will be doing the same thing in the near future. Well, guess what? Every apple tree produces apples. That is the fruit which come from Islam. It doesn't matter if they become a citizen 5 years ago or 10 years ago. They're Muslim first and they're Muslim last. And that day will come and all these wonderful Palestinians which we bring to America will retaliate for the loved one who died in Gaza. Why? Because America helped Israel, and the day will come. These Muslim Palestinians will retaliate in America and in Canada against us, because after all, the law of revenge and retaliation is embedded in the doctrine of Islam. Brother Paul, Sister Christy, that brings us to the end of our broadcast. Thank you so much for being with me in this show. And for our dear, wonderful audience, until we meet again, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and he cannot allow sin into his heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul, but now the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this: "Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen." Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.